W2DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in California to tour storm damage, but facing questions about his handling of classified documents. That's now the subject of a federal probe.
You're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
In Washington, the Treasury Department says it's begun extraordinary measures after the U.S. hit the debt limit Thursday with no agreement in place to raise it. A reliable source confirmed to ABC News legendary musician David Crosby has died at 81. Crosby was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice for his roles with the Byrds and with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. T-Mobile said the data on 37 million customers was stolen by an unidentified malicious intruder that breached the network in November. T-Mobile said the information stolen included addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. It's continuing to investigate. This is ABC News. CIA Director William Burns traveled to Kyiv, where he met with Ukrainian intelligence officials and with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Meanwhile, as the war continues, there's now a Russian spy ship off the coast of Hawaii, but the Pentagon does not appear worried.
The Russian spy ship is not close enough to Hawaii to be breaking any international laws yet.
I can't speak to why the Russians are sailing the ship right now. It's kind of precarious timing.
Precarious because the U.S. is supplying weapons and training to Ukraine, says Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh. No comment from Russia on why the ship is so far from home and so close to the U.S. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
On Wednesday, Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott said safety DeMar Hamlin had been at the team facility almost daily since his release from a hospital. But Hamlin's friend told ESPN Thursday that Hamlin still has a lengthy recovery and requires oxygen after he suffered cardiac arrest during a game earlier this month. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier,
You can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life. Here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today in the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Coming up later this hour, we are going to talk to the founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is a satirical, or maybe not. They're not always so, they're a little cagey on whether or not their stories are real or not. But Wisconsin News Today, the guys who are founded that are coming here to talk about some of our funnier aspects of Wisconsin news. But now it is that time every week where we welcome Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, to the show. And he helps us tackle topics like career and love and fitness and family. And he also loves to help us make the right bets on DraftKings and FanDuel. But now fantasy's over, so he's no longer helping me with my lineup. But he's also my best friend of 15 years, so we always just have a lot of fun catching up with him every week. And then sometimes he and I are actually good at doing a catch-up, an offline catch-up. But sorry, Jane, maybe we should be inviting you.
No, that's okay, you guys.
Michael McCutcheon, how are you doing this week?
We're doing great. Thank you. Doing great over here. I got a ton of snow in Denver, Colorado the other day, like 7-8 inches. So it's beautiful out right now. It'll be gross in a week, but it's gorgeous now.
So you're doing better than us. We have zero snow.
Yeah, it is white out the windows right now. But it's nice. It's good. I have a dog. He loves it. It's fun. And don't worry, Jane. When Kristen and I do our weekly catch-ups, we always talk about you anyway, lovingly. So you're there.
That's true.
You're there in spirit.
That's true. we've included Michael in on the fun of our 100 ways to slightly improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we're just going to keep that rolling, at least through the rest of the month. And so we are on number 56. And so let's just jump into it. And then maybe we'll have some time to get into some other questions from you. And if you do have questions, you are welcome to submit them, whether it's about football bets or your life, 844-967-2789. But to start off, let's just get right into it. So number 56, call an old friend out of the blue.
I love this one. Don't you love this one?
I do.
Great.
I'm not very good at it. But it feels good. Do you feel pressure, though? Like, when you get a call from someone who you haven't talked to in a long time, do you feel like a weird pressure of, like, oh, God, like, because there's this expectation that you have so much to catch up on.
Right.
That it almost feels daunting to answer the phone and do the catch up game versus just the feeling of, well, we can just say hi.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like I'm in my 40s, so I feel very old. And now I'm at the age where I'm like, oh, God, if somebody's sick or if somebody's parents die or something.
Oh really?
No. I'm screening for death and cancer at this point. I'm like, no, but I'm always so happy to get them. It's usually just a message. Like, I was thinking about you and whatnot. So, yeah, I just caught up with my old friend Philip, you remember Philip from back in the day. And he's finishing up his doctorate in psychology. And he's in Florida right now. And we just called each other out of the blue last week. And it was the best. We talked for like an hour. And it was just so great to just catch up on our lives. So I highly recommend this one. This is a fun one. But you're right. I think we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. People just want to hear what's going on. Even if what's going on this week, they don't need you to be like, you know, I wrote a book and we bought 5 houses or something like that. They just want to hear from you, you know?
Jane, do you have thoughts?
I do. It just depends upon if you want to, I mean, do you want to restart this relationship? Because, yeah. Right? I mean, I can think of a whole bunch of people that I haven't talked to in 20 years. And quite frankly, I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, well, I don't think we're talking about those people, Jane. We're talking about the people that you think of very fondly who just live in a different place and you maybe haven't caught up with them in a while. I'm the opposite. I feel like off the top of my head, there's 5 people who, as soon as we're ever in the same place, everything feels the same.
Right.
But I probably, at least the 2 that I'm thinking off the top of my head, I haven't talked to on the phone in like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But like,
I do usually touch base with friends who are out of state and stuff at least once a year.
The ones that you want to.
Yes.
Okay. So James.
it's hard. I don't really do social media, but I don't know what you feel about this, Kristen, since you're on all the things that, like, if you see somebody's Instagram or you see somebody's Facebook post or their TikTok, or whatever, I wonder if it makes you feel like you've talked to them more recently. You know?
Without actually, and maybe that's a cop out because it keeps you from actually answering, like picking up the phone or to like call or answer. But like, if for the people who do share a fair amount of their life on social media, it feels like you know what's going on with them. It would be like, oh, like without actually talking. So I don't know. Interesting. All right, moving on. 57. Every so often, search your email for the word unsubscribe and then use it on as many as you can.
Yes, this is... Unsubscribe, pressing the unsubscribe button is my love language of 2023. Oh my God. I've unsubscribed from so many things in the past. How many days are we in to this, to 19 days into this year? It's great. Oh, it feels so good. It's like, it's, you know, when you clean out your bedroom or your kitchen and you gotta, like, and you're gonna take things to Goodwill, it's so hard to do that because it's so like exhausting to go through things. Imagine doing that, but with one finger. That's what the unsubscribe button is. Oof, it feels so good. Clean out your closet.
You can also have like a fake email. So like every time you have to sign up for something and give your email address to get the 15% off that you want for the thing that you're trying to buy, just have like a kristenbuys@gmail.com, like something like that, where all of your garbage subscriptions that you did in order to get something, you had to give that, but then it doesn't go to your main inbox. That's a life hack for you.
I like that. My like the reason I got so many that I was on them is that once you get a couple of, you know, J. Crew, there's like a sale, or there's a sale like a home store or something, and if you saved 15% on something, well, I'm not gonna like unsubscribe and not get that deal next year at some point. I think that's like my way of that's my hoarding. My hoarding was in my inbox. Yeah.
All right. This next one. 58. Buy a newspaper. I'm going to add a caveat of or subscribe to it digitally. Because I would say, you know, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, or you could subscribe instead of hitting that paywall, but you don't necessarily need the physical paper. Do you get a physical paper?
I don't get a physical paper. I went to grad school in New York, and so the New York Times for like local students was really inexpensive. That just like made it really appealing for you to have it. And so I did that. And so now I've just always had it. And it's nice to have in the morning to like, you know, open up your digital paper and like see like what's going on in the world. But no, I don't get a physical one anymore. I used to get magazines. I used to get like GQ Entertainment Weekly and stuff like that, but I don't really get those anymore.
Jane, do you still have a paper?
No, we don't, because unfortunately, and we do subscribe to the Journal Sentinel. Please subscribe to your local papers. Yeah. It's really, really, really important. But the physical paper now has gotten so small that I didn't even, I would just end up recycling it all the time. And I felt badly about that. So we still have the digital subscription. I still think it's really, really important. And I do subscribe to a bunch of publications, but all of it's online.
Yeah. But it is, I agree, buy a newspaper, even if it means digital, because as much as we've gotten accustomed to free content. What I would hope that they want, I would love, is like the bundling packages. You know how now, like, like with all the like the streaming wars of
Hulu and Disney,
the ability for, you're like, well, at a, instead of paying for each one individually, there's sometimes you see deals where you can get like these three for this price, and it's less than you if you were doing it for all three. I wish there was more of that for different, like the Atlantic, the New Yorker, and the other, you know, whatever. Instead of like every time I'm doing research for the show, I'm like, well, I can't read this one, and I already am spending so much money on different. So it's like,
seriously, because it adds up.
It does add up. And so, all right. Number
four. I always felt guilty. I always felt guilty with, like, if I don't read a digital one, I don't feel guilty if I'm like, oh, I didn't read the paper for a week. But if you get a physical paper and you don't read it, isn't that so, don't you feel horrible? Like, I'm just sitting there collecting, like, all these New Yorkers that you thought, because you were feeling very knobby one day and you wanted to subscribe to the New Yorker. And then now you've got, like, 30 of them that you haven't read. Oh, anyway, that's why I don't get the physical ones. I don't need physical reminders in my house of things I have not done.
Yes,
I don't need
that. You're paying for it and not taking advantage of. All right, number 59. Always have dessert. I don't know if I agree with this one. I feel like I used to have a big sweet tooth, and my sweet tooth, besides my Skittles, is less now. Uh-huh. But sometimes I feel like at the end of the meal, I don't always need a dessert. Sometimes I want another drink. But
yeah, that is a dessert. Yeah, I would rather have an old fashioned probably 4 times out of 5 than, like, you know, a
chocolate
dessert
cake.
I mean, I like this in theory. You know what? Can we alter this one? Sure. I have this one.
We can do whatever we want.
If you're out to eat, always look at the dessert menu. I think if they ask you, would you like to see the dessert menu, you should always say yes to it and just consider it.
I agree with that. Jane, are you a dessert person?
I love dessert and I love sweets, but my husband just took me out for my birthday last weekend, and we both ended up taking half of it home. You just get to a point at some point, and as you get older, we don't eat
the whole thing,
and we don't eat as big of meals as we used to. So I would probably get a dessert to go, but I think it's about treating yourself, and I think it's about not denying yourself all the time. If this is something that you enjoy, right?
Agreed.
Jane, maybe new rule. Like, on birthdays, we have dessert first. And then if there's room for dinner, fine.
Michael.
Maybe we have dessert for breakfast.
You are on to something with that.
Yeah, dessert first.
All right.
Priorities.
Number 60, drop your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Just let it go. How high, how close are they to your ears? Just let it down. That's a good one.
We don't realize how tense we hold ourselves.
No.
We really don't.
Well, especially if you're like me, who just like hovers over a computer all day, and you're like, oh, no wonder my neck always hurts.
I went to a new dentist like 2 weeks ago, and she was great. And she was like, you know, obviously in my mouth. And she was like, do you go to a chiropractor? And I was like, no. And she's like, you should. And I was like, what? Actually, I can tell in your jaw and in your neck that your back is out of line. And I was like, oh, okay.
Have you gone yet?
No, of course not. I tell other people what to do, Chris, but I don't do it. Come on.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here when we come back. Stay tuned.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat.
To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 25. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 29 tomorrow. Chance of flurries. Lows dip down to around 17 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Rihanna, let's get it. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And our guest is Dr. Michael McCutcheon, as it always is on Thursdays. And we are coming back. And so we have a new question that we haven't done a question in a little while. So we're going to do a question about careers. And so, hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 30-year-old guy, and I feel really stuck about how best to spend my time this upcoming year. I'm recently married, and we want to start a family, so I feel a pull to spend time with my wife and be a family man. However, my boss has told me that they are considering me to become partner of my firm by the end of 2023. I love this place and really want to make partner and stay forever. However, it's super competitive, and once you're being considered for partner, if you don't make the cut, they typically don't consider you again. And you either have to go somewhere else or you stay here and make significantly less money over the long term. Can you help me with making this impossible decision? Do I need to spend more time at home or work a million hours a week this year in the hopes of a promotion?
This is a tough one, right? I mean, it's really tough because we have to decide between, you know, do I invest into a new marriage? Do I invest in trying to make partner? We're always, whenever we're making a decision to do something, we're essentially making a decision to not do everything else, right? That's just what we are stuck with. I don't know your relationship or your situation. I think you give us a lot of good context. I would say the safe answer to this is to really discuss it with your partner, with your new spouse, and say, you know, how comfortable are you with me this first year of our marriage, being gone a lot, working a lot, and it's thinking of that as an investment in our future for us, for our kids, if we choose to have them, any of those sorts of things, and get their answer. If they're also on the fence about it, my hunch is that you're probably in this position, and it sounds like a great place to work. You're probably in this position at a great place to work, and that you're even being considered for partner, probably because you're a really bright person and you're probably really good at your job. And you're young, and in a young marriage, you have a lot of time in your life to do something. So if you're on the fence and you both are just totally split on it, I would go for it this year. Like go full tilt boogie and just make sure that your partner is at least on board and says, okay, you have my permission, and go for it. And then that way you don't have to wonder later, what if I had given it all, right? And if you didn't get it, right? So this way you push all your chips into the table, try to see what you can get out of it, and trying to make partner and live happily ever after. That sounds like a great outcome.
Well, also, because I kind of recognize myself, not that I'm going to make partner because that's not how this place works, but in the balancing of the three jobs that I have and all the different stuff that I do, and I enjoy my work and I like doing it and mm-hmm. I like building it, and there's a lot of different things to do, but also wanting to start a family soon. But the thing is, mm-hmm. Because I'm in a heterosexual relationship, it's like 9 months from now. And so there is a part of me that knows that I can work really hard this year, and a mm-hmm. balance may shift if and when the kid comes, but that's
right.
That there is a baked in period of time that from starting to baby coming, that you can still work hard as long as you and your partner are on the same page in that time, in the preparation, and then reevaluate, what is the breakdown of responsibilities and time spent and stuff like that. And so
it's really well said. Yeah.
But I'm also a workaholic, so maybe don't listen to me.
Yeah. I feel like these questions are, you often ask you for permission to do something that somebody already wants to do. You know, that's usually where these questions sort of come from. I already want to be a partner. Can you tell me that it's okay to be a workaholic for 1 year? Or I already kind of I feel like I was going to hang out at home with my new wife. Can you just tell me that partner doesn't matter? Right. So if you're being honest with yourself, where are you leaning? And just
sometimes when we're looking for asking for advice, it's more that we're asking for validation of the thing that we already want to do. All right. Well, let's get into some football predictions, bets, good bets.
Free money.
Free money. How much money? Yeah. Can you disclose in the range of how much money you've won this season?
Oh, this season? Probably, I don't know, probably somewhere between... I don't bet that much. So somewhere between $300 and $400. Oh. I only bet, but the biggest bet I made this year was $100 and it won. And so I took that $100 and bet it on something else. And then it lost. So I didn't even make anything. Right. So that just taught me a lesson. Let's keep it in the 5, 10, 15, 20 zone. I did bet on Monday Night Football that Tom Brady would throw over 1.5 touchdowns. I bet $50 on that, which was very scary because they looked like total crap for three quarters. And then he pulled it out at the end. And so I learned my lesson. Back to the $5 and $10 bets we go. Yeah.
All right. Well, as we are now in playoffs, are there any underdogs that we should bet on? And why is it advantageous to bet on teams that are supposed to lose? Aren't we supposed to bet on teams that are supposed to win?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, you can make more money if you bet on a team that's supposed to lose because you get better odds for that. But another thing you can do, which I'd recommend this weekend, is just betting the underdogs with additional points. So the Bengals are a great team and they're supposed to lose by 5, and the Giants have been looking really good and they're supposed to lose by 7. So I would bet on either the Bengals or the Giants, but I would take those points. You don't bet it straight up just them to win. You take those extra points. So even if the Bengals lose by 2 or 3, you still win. Or if the Giants lose by 4 or 5, you still win. So I bet on the Bengals or the Giants with those points.
You got that, Jane?
That's what.
Got it.
Jane's on it. She's on it.
All right. I think this is the final question because of time, but what's the safest bet someone can make this weekend?
The safest bet you could make this weekend is just bet on the Chiefs to just win straight up.
Really?
If the Chiefs
Who's the best team right now? Or is it the Chiefs?
I think that the Chiefs are in competition. I think the Chiefs are probably the best team in the AFC. Chiefs and the Bills and the AFC and the NFC, the Niners and the Eagles. I think, but the Chiefs are also playing babies. The Jaguars are all, they're all 23 years old. They're all kids. They're going to be great. But if you want to make some money, just bet on the Chiefs straight up. And that will make you feel, make you feel smart.
Jaguars are the one that has Sunshine as their quarterback, right?
That's right. Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you so much. We will see you back here again at the same time next Thursday. Thank you for your advice.
Have a great week.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in California to tour storm damage, but facing questions about his handling of classified documents. That's now the subject of a federal probe.
You're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
In Washington, the Treasury Department says it's begun extraordinary measures after the U.S. hit the debt limit Thursday with no agreement in place to raise it. A reliable source confirmed to ABC News legendary musician David Crosby has died at 81. Crosby was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice for his roles with The Byrds and with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. T-Mobile said the data on 37 million customers was stolen by an unidentified malicious intruder that breached the network in November. T-Mobile said the information stolen included addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. It's continuing to investigate. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast wherever you find podcasts or on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So my next guests, as you probably know, we do a lot of real news and try to make jokes about the news, but there's also a different type of humor of using satire and parody to talk about the news in like the way The Onion does.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes it's headlines that look real, and maybe they could be real, but they are pointing out some of the more humorous sides of our culture. And so the two guys I have here today are the co-founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is exactly that. I'll let them explain it, but we have chief editor and founder of WNT, Ryan Odeya.
Hi, guys.
And
got to pull those mics up, guys.
Yep,
way close.
Sure right about,
way, way, way close.
And then co-founder and web designer, Mesha Bradarvich.
Hi.
Did I say it right? Did I get it right? Close, no, close it up. All right.
Good.
So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Hi. So what is Wisconsin News Today?
Wisconsin News Today is just a pastime of ours where we started with like a meme page on Facebook, and that kind of blew up, and we wanted like another way to kind of just release our funnies.
Release our funnies. I like that.
to release the funnies. And we have a fantastic team of people who none of us get paid. You know, we all just come up with stuff we find funny, and we don't much care if anyone else really finds it funny, as long as like the immediate group finds it fun.
As long as you can make each other laugh, that's a really important part.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So did this start in college?
I think only two people on our team went to college.
Okay, so no.
It was when we had degrees, so yeah. It was after college.
Just make sure you're right on the mic. So as far as, it was just a group of friends then? Because was it always even with the meme page about Wisconsin news?
Yeah, it's always been kind of Wisconsin-centric. We try to branch out a little bit with like national news and some other stuff that we cover. But yeah, it's always a lot of Wisconsin stuff, which is a little limiting sometimes.
So where do you draw, like, what stuff do you like talking about? Because obviously, like, I've always, it's to me, Wisconsin is such a fascinating place. Even when I came back and started Asgo's Wisconsin, and mine was always going to be, my stuff was always going to be based on the actual news, but then potentially with a joke written in. So more like Daily Show, but your guys is more like Onion, where it is made up news.
Yeah.
That's kind of based in truth.
It's kind of weird. Like we almost have sort of an identity crisis where our news articles are like strictly satire, but like the videos and reels we put out usually cover actual events and things that are going on just kind of with a funny lens.
Okay.
You know?
So what are some of the more recent videos you guys have put out?
We covered Milwaukee's naked bike ride, which was fun. Got a little too into the spirit at the end there, but what else did we do? We covered a couple of videos on self-defense and how to defend yourself in case of an attack.
We did the Shrek Fest, too.
Oh, we covered Shrek Fest. You know, just the goofy stuff. Just, you know, the hard-hitting news that people want to hear. Yeah.
What's your most fun? What did you have the most fun, Nikki? Because I think I've seen some of them where you guys were interviewing people on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
And like the man on the street type, is those ones more fun or
those are a lot of fun, but I'd say midnight on Brady Street when everyone's been drinking, half the people you talk to are just complete dumpster fires. You know, anything that comes out of their mouth, you know, cut that. Yeah. We got to get rid of that.
We'll just put keep that going on and on.
Yeah.
Well, so when you do that, all those drunk people coming out of the bars, do you make all of them sign waivers then? Are they willing to sign them? Or do you just just skip that part?
Waivers?
You're like, they got their consent. It's fine.
They said yeah, off camera.
So what is the bigger goal? And do you get a lot of engagement and feedback from the audience that's because I think it is sometimes with Wisconsin, especially our politics, it sometimes sounds like a joke, but it is real. And so do you tap into the audience that is also kind of exhausted with some of the shenanigans that happen in the state?
The weirdest one with that is the hunters. The hunters are always think it's a real article.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we do anything about hunting or we did an article about the Wisconsin DNR issues bulletproof vests to white-tailed deer, and it's the amount of people who just thought this was 100% real.
That's really funny because there's a certain Wisconsin comedian who plays a character who I think there's a lot of people who are fans of his comedy who don't know that it's a character.
I think we're aware of who you're talking about.
But it's also the same idea with Stephen Colbert when he was doing Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people who watched that show thinking that he was that guy.
Oh, I remember one day he had made a statement, and on the show he basically said, you know, this is a character I'm playing, you know? And that's kind of what we do too.
Yeah.
Especially in our videos and stuff like that. Don't take it too seriously.
Don't take it too seriously. All right. Well, you guys, you kind of flip the script. So usually sometimes we prep and play a game with guests, but you guys prepared a game for Jane and I to play and see how good we are at fact or fiction.
Yep. So we've assembled, we did this last night. We assembled a couple articles that are real and sound like satire, and then we assembled a bunch of articles that are satire but sound like they could be real. And you have to pick out which ones are which.
Okay.
Love it.
We'll see how good we are. We read a lot of news, so we may be pretty good at this.
That's
we'll
one
find
thing
out.
We were worried about, because we were like, these ladies are informed.
Nothing more dangerous than an informed audience.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Or an informed woman.
Yeah.
All right. We're starting now?
If you want.
Let's start.
I have it revved up. Okay. So I guess we'll just pick one here. So here's an article. Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
That's false. That's not real. Okay. Jane?
I agree. It's false, but it's really good.
It's really funny.
Yes, that is from us. That is a WNT original.
Say it again.
Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
Is that from, was
it's
it Wausau?
It's from Wausau. It's the goats in Wausau that they're eating, like, the bramble and all the stuff that...
it's become quite a trend, actually.
That's really funny.
Okay, good job. I got another one for you. 8-year-old calls out NPR for lack of dinosaur stories.
I think that's real.
I want it to be real.
I think it's real.
You are right. Yeah. That is from NPR, actually.
So what was the story there? So it was an 8-year-old?
Yeah, 8-year-old calls out NPR for lack of dinosaur stories. I assume they just got a letter in the mail or something.
That reminds me, there was something, I think, in L.A. of someone who was asking about a unicorn, like a kid who was asking about unicorns or something. Kids are the best.
you want to go with one?
All right. Oh, man. All right. Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg.
Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg. I think that's real.
I think it's false.
It is real. It's from Newsweek.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There was someone else like that. I feel like it was like Paul Ryan or someone. There was someone else, like some other straight edge person that was really annoying. That was like, oh, really, man?
See, I'm surprised Pence would join a fraternity.
That's true. We're talking to Ryan Odeya, the chief editor and founder of Wisconsin News Today and Mesha Bradovic. Bradovic.
Better every time.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Polish?
Bosnian.
Bosnian. Okay. Who is also a co-founder and web designer for Wisconsin News Today. And we're flipping the script, and they're asking us if we can tell the difference between some of their headlines that they've come up with that are not necessarily real stories and some real stories. So you got some more?
Yeah, I got another one for you here. Okay. Cat named Notorious Big Shot multiple times.
Cat named multiple big... Say it again?
Cat named Notorious Big.
After a rapper.
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, okay.
Shot multiple times and survives.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say false. There's no way a cat would get shot multiple times. I do believe there's a cat named Notorious B.I.G., though.
I think it's true.
I would have named him Notorious C.A.T. That's just me. But that is real. That's from CBC. And he was shot with a pellet gun by a neighbor kid. Not cool.
Not cool, kid.
Definitely not cool.
Aw.
Okay. All right, here's another one for you. Noah's Ark Water Park to lose tax exemption as religious site. A lot of people were mad about that one.
You really got Jade with that.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's yours.
Yes,
that is yours. Yeah, that, for sure. That's really good.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, right.
Take her away. There's no, I was just kind of jumping.
All right.
Yeah, it's
all
okay. Right.
Culver's to stir up the waters with all new fat-free fish fry.
Culver to stir up the water with an all new fat-free fish fry. Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think you can.
I think that's a crime in Wisconsin.
I think it's, yeah.
It should be.
I would say that's one of your guys's.
Yep.
It was one of our things.
Yep.
Just imagine the pushback. Can you imagine?
But I feel like what would you even have to put it in for it to be like, what would you, you couldn't fry it.
Well, you could bake it, I guess. But then it's not a fish fry.
Yeah.
be a fish bake. She's right.
Fish bake. It'd be baked fish.
All right. Here's another one for you. McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
Say it again.
McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
I think that's true.
I want it to be true.
All right. You're correct. But if you can guess which major news network actually released that article, I'll throw on a hat.
Oh, wow. What major? New York Post.
I'll go with the Washington Post.
Fox News.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Oh, because they don't have any other news to cover, so I can see Fox jumping all over that.
It was like the Fox News, or was it like a Fox affiliate?
Nope. The Fox News.
Where was the robber?
Oh, geez. You know, you're going to make me click on the link.
Because I feel like that is I just saw something. This was recent in Wisconsin. There was a guy who robbed a Wells Fargo, the same Wells Fargo, three times. And I feel like by the third time that guy walks in, you're like, get out, dude. No, like, no, we do not want you here.
Yeah, that's some determination. He's
like, I don't know where else to go. I just said, this is the one that I know. I know who works there.
Worked last time.
Give me the money.
If it works twice.
Maybe.
It's going to work three times.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. You got a couple more?
Yep, I got this one. Five guys arrested after fight at Five Guys.
I think that's real.
Totally true.
Yep, that's from the Orlando Sentinel. Can you cut that?
Yeah, I can. Well, for the podcast, we'll go back and edit it. I love that because I could have been Florida Men.
Oh, Florida Men. Yeah.
Florida Men. Five Florida Men.
Five Florida Men.
We all
men.
Love those headlines. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Candlelight vigil held as Kenosha residents mourn death of beloved turkey.
Oh, that was real. That I remember that. That one was real.
Yep, real.
False. That's from us. They didn't. There was the turkey that died, but they never held a candlelight vigil.
Oh, so
that was
close.
Tricky. That was a good one because I remember that turkey story. I was like, why is this news? And so I kind of just assumed in my brain, went back, was like, it was news because I held a vigil for this turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. So where do you, how do you guys get your inspiration? Like, where do you, is it just
spitballing?
Do you just not get, have any, is there not any other extracurricular activities and you guys just like throw things against the wall?
Yeah, I'm kind of a busy man. I work full time for a nonprofit. I also do WNT at my time home and I'm also part of a sketch comedy group. So this is honestly lately the boys and gal have been taking up a lot of the legwork and I'm really appreciative for them.
All right. Well, check out Wisconsin News Today if you want to laugh. You just got a taste of some of their headlines and their levity. So thank you guys so much for coming. This was so fun.
Thanks for having us.
And certainly subscribe. Wisconsin News Today .today is their website. And we'll link all of that in our show notes for today. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. That make you cry. Yes, baby.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows around 25. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance of flurries. Daytime highs approaching 29. 17 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder as we come to the end of our Thursday show that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover, have an idea for a guest we should have on, or have some just general feedback for Jane and I, you can, Jane and me, that's my one grammatical thing.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen and me.
You know, the trick with that is when you say, when you take the other person out, it wouldn't be, if you have any feedback for I, wouldn't make sense. But feedback for me, so then it becomes, if you have any feedback for Jane and me.
That might help, except now I'm going to have to stop and think every time I want to do that. It just sounds grammatically wrong.
I know, but I digress. If you have feedback, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Let us know.
I actually have, because I'll tell this story, so... Also follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They're all a little different as far as what gets posted where. A lot of the videos, certainly on, you can watch the live stream if you're interested in what Jane and I do at the commercial break. You can watch.
Sometimes there are things that happen go on behind the scenes.
But you can always, on our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel, and Twitter, we stream the show. Certainly on TikTok and Instagram. And Facebook, kind of the shorter videos that I make that sum up are the shorter versions of some of the topics we talk about here, sometimes with a fun lip sync or dance. My one that I made last night, I was dancing.
Where are you?
Did I send this to you?
You didn't.
It was about gerrymandering, shocker.
The gerrymandered dance.
The gerrymandered dance. But I had someone respond someone commented on a video that I made a couple weeks ago now about... the trains and a train, the conversation being restarted on the train connecting Madison and Milwaukee. And someone had said and made the comment that they felt that sometimes I forget that there are other parts of the state. And I will admit, sometimes as someone who's from Madison and lives in Milwaukee, obviously now we work in Waukesha, you know.
Southeast Wisconsin.
And so to a certain extent, without living in certain places, it's hard to know without the local reporting that's happening there, what's happening. And so I responded to that and just said, listen, I want to cover other stories. So let us know. And I got a ton of comments. So that's one of the things I'm working on this weekend, is going through and vetting out the stories that people are saying. A lot of it was different school boards, roads, I think some solar panel stuff.
Great.
So kind of looking at some of the suggestions that we got across the comment section and DMs, because I think there's some gold there that may or may not have been covered so far. So same thing to all of you who are listening right now. If there's things, light things, human interest things, or more serious things that you think we should be talking about, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Got another promo. We got to talk about the $1 million ad giveaway.
We do. It's a week from today.
Week from today. Mark your calendars. January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m. If you are a small business owner, or you have a friend who is a small business owner who would benefit from having some advertising on the radio. Now, granted, Civic Media right now is statewide. As you hear what I say in the morning, we're in Amory up in northwest Wisconsin. We're in Wausau in Wisconsin Rapids in central Wisconsin. We're in Richland Center over in the Driftless region. We're in Oshkosh. We're in Waukesha, which covers basically
down to Racine, Kenosha.
Yeah, all of like southeastern Wisconsin. And we're also in Madison. And so if you have a small business that functions in any part of those regions or across the state, this is a great opportunity for you to get your message and business on air and try to reach a new audience. And so there's no catch. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million next week, Thursday,
starting at 9 a.m.
You can go there now and sign up to get yourself a reminder. If you're like me and maybe forget, come Thursday, but that's the website. Once you get there, you're going to have an application you fill out. And then from there, our sales team will be working hard to process all of the applications because this is such a good deal that I would imagine there's going to be a lot of them. And even if you've never done a radio ad before, we will work with you to help you figure out what the message is. We will record it. And if it works for you, there may be a sales pitch after the fact, but there's no catch in the upfront part of it. But this is the important part.
It's all about us.
It's all about us. I mean, truly, let's be honest. It's two theater kids. Of course, it's all about
Kristen
us.
Kristen and me.
And, when you fill out the application, there's going to be a question of who sent you or how did you hear about this? And I need you to say Jane and Kristen on Asgo's Wisconsin. So like the most important part, maybe not the most important, but it's the most important,
that's important to us.
And so check it out. Let us help you. And I'm really excited to see the variety of businesses that are going to be able to take part in this.
Absolutely. And we have a whole team. We have sales reps and a sales manager and creative people. And mm-hmm. So if you think this is a little daunting, and that's why they're there to help you figure out, what's your biggest need? How can we help you address that need and get the word out about you? So
totally
take advantage of it. Seriously.
And then tomorrow we have one more show for the week. I can't believe how quickly January is.
It's gone, hasn't it, though? Yeah.
Bye. But I'm excited because in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow, Matt Miller from On Milwaukee is going to be here because
We
haven't talked to him for a while. The end of 2022 for us was a little,
We both got sick
for 2 weeks, then we were sick, and it was the holidays. And so some of these regular guests that we love having, that schedule got a little screwed up. But he's going to be back as the entertainment guru that he is because the Oscar nominations are coming up. And I have not done a great job of, since the Golden Globes, watching a lot of the movies that I went. Which one did you watch?
I watched two of them. Okay. And I really want to ask Matt about this because I think there's something wrong with me. So I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once and The Banshees of Inverness.
And you didn't...
I have mixed feelings about both of them. They were both Golden Globe winners in some categories or other.
Uh-huh.
But I am not getting everything. Maybe I'm too old.
Wow.
Maybe I'm just not smart enough.
Because have you heard of or watched The Menu yet?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
It was horrible.
So we watched it Sunday, and I liked it. Now I've opened a can of worms. We only got a minute left before we got to wrap up the show. Maybe we'll save this for tomorrow. Maybe this is part of the thing with Matt tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll talk about the Oscar nominations, and we'll also talk about some of the movies that may or may not have gone over our head. Or is it okay that we just didn't like them, and it's not that we're stupid and we didn't understand it, right? All right. Well, I only got a couple seconds, so stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for listening and texting and calling. We'll be back for our Friday show, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great day.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.